every man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
nothing wrong with the flag.
Nothing wrong with the working man. Me and no head. We're just some of many. Can't get no respect.
None.
Politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Culpa. Shame on me. That's my fault. I'm a little late to the show here tonight. I apologize. Well, here we go. This is the Trump Phenomenon. Your late host, James Kelso, here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And you can call in now. I'll put you on the air. until millions of people will be hearing your voice and what's on your mind as regards the Trump phenomenon, which means you can talk about just about anything because Donald Trump pertains to everything. The most important thing to happen to us, I think I tried to explain that last night to somebody, and the let us go here with the man himself. Let me get his Twitter account up on the board here. I actually think I need stronger glasses. All right, here he is. And here is what he has to say to us tonight. Now, of course, if you're like me, you really enjoyed the demon rat dumpster fire debate last night. It was wonderful. The Democrats really set themselves back a lot. I can't wait for more such debates. There's one in October coming up, another in November, and then what was it I gave last night? There are something like a half a dozen, maybe more, further debates. And then there's the Demon Rat Convention. I've lost track of the date of that. Would it be June or July? We'll get that here in the course of the show tonight for their nomination. Prior to that, of course, they will have their primary voting in places like New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina, Nevada, Super Tuesday with states like California and a whole bunch of states all together. And who will it be? Well, whoever it's going to be opposing Donald Trump, they're a lot less scary than it was a few months ago. But it makes sense. I was talking to people on the phone today about this. Why have the demon rats come up with no formidable candidate? Well, because what kind of a person would opt, what kind of a person would do the sort of thing that Beto O'Rourke did last night where he said, hell yes, we're taking away your AK-47 and your AR-15. That was the end of, that's the end of his political career, folks. What do they say? Adios, hasta luego, hasta la vista, baby. That was the end of Beto Patrick O'Rourke's political career. And then Joe Biden last night, he had several moments where he was incoherently babbling words and sounds that did not connect. Ah, that was beautiful. Bernie Sanders looking like a complete madman, hunched over, jabbing his finger in the air, angry, angry at everything. And Elizabeth Warren also being very unimpressive. Pocahontas. Then all the other people were a big fat zero. Nobody making any impression. Julian Castro, he took himself. He ended his political career last night. And who else is was up there? They're all very, very impressive. Ying Yang, this guy Ying Yang offering people, I think he offered $12,000 to 100 people or something like this. Just goofy, just like near, Twilight Zone stuff. So actually, you know, really less impressive than Hillary Clinton. I said this about Hillary Clinton in the 2016 race. I said, you know, thank God for Hillary Clinton. How could the demon rats have put up a weaker candidate than Hillary Clinton? Well, the answer, 2020. Hillary Clinton is looking strong compared to what they've got going here. And then also further good news, and I'm certainly happy to appear to be wrong, It looks as if real prosecution of the coup d'etat against Donald Trump may actually be afoot. And will be the next couple of days that we'll find out whether real charges are going to be proffered against Andrew McCabe, and that those will expand into James Comey, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page. Then let's just keep going. We get it on a roll here. Let's go to John Brennan and James Clapper. And, of course, the timing couldn't be more perfect for this, rolling into the 2020 election. More perfection, more damn near divine intervention when it comes to the economy. Today, the stock market almost hit its all-time high, 27,000 and something. The Dow Jones was in within 50 points of being its highest ever in history. All the other good economic indicators continue. And that, of course, bodes incredibly well. How do you defeat a president who has done such amazing things for our economy? And of course, the demon rats yesterday, did they talk about the economy at all? No. And did they talk about Russiagate? Here we are for 2.5 years. You couldn't turn on a TV set without hearing about Donald Trump and Russian collusion. Every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for 2.5 years. Now the demon rats are having their debate. 10 of them up there on the stage, and you could hear a pin drop. No questions. The news, fake news people, no questions about Russiagate, about the witch hunt. No questions about Mueller. No questions about the economy. The day after 9/11, you know, utter silence on the fact that we've never been told the truth about 9/11. Anyway, so pretty darn good picture there. Let me go to my screen here, my caller screen, and see if I've got any callers. Oh, my goodness. Chris in Hawaii, Tom in Florida. Robert in California. Let's go quickly in that order. I think Chris called last night and didn't get a chance to say much of anything. Chris, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Hey, Mr. Kelso. I was wondering if I could have a chance to give a retort to that caller you had last night and give a humble defense of my boy, President Trump's handling of 9/11.
Okay, sure. Go for it, Chris. Thank you.
Okay, great. I just wanted to point out that Richard Gage, you know, of A&E911truth.org, did an interview on a podcast, San Tripoli's Tinfoil Hat podcast, as a very popular truther, conspiracy theory type podcast. And he commented about Trump's handling of the 9/11 issue so far. And he said he's hoping, and this is loosely quoted, after all the interviews Trump did post 9/11, saying that there were actual explosions and pointing out the abnormalities, that he will bring the truth out. But he also understands that at this moment, he's surrounded by all kinds of pressure that keeps him from doing it, and he's still crossing his fingers. So I think if anybody is an expert on 9/11, that would be a gentleman that is, and I think he understands the difficulty.
Oh, Chris, stay there. Don't go anywhere. That was a very valuable report. I'm going to ask you about it. Stay tuned, folks. We'll have Chris, then Tom, and then Robert. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back, folks, and with us on the phone, Chris in Hawaii. And Chris, are you there?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, and now you were saying something very important. Did you say that you heard Richard Gage interviewed in the last 24 hours?
It was actually a 9-10 interview he did on a very famous podcast run by a very famous stand-up comedian. His name is Sam Tripoli, is the name of the comedian. And this comedian hosts all sorts of people on his show, truthers to conspiracy theorists. That's why it's called the Tinfoil Hat Podcast.
Okay.
And it's a very good, balanced presentation of a lot of things that are outside what you'd hear on Rush Limbaugh. And he had Richard Gage on there, and the talk about Trump came up at the very end, and he pointed out that, of course, he wishes for more. He remembers right after 9/11 was when Trump was being interviewed by all sorts of news programs in New York City, and Trump himself said that it's impossible that the towers got brought down by the planes. He said there were explosions. He talked about how he toured after the first bombing in 93, and he saw what a powerful structure the Twin Towers were, and he just was saying it's impossible. And so Richard Gage has hope. He said he has his fingers still crossed, but he understands how difficult it is. And
well,
it is difficult.
Chris, thank you very much. I'm going to go look up this this recording, and I will listen to it tonight. Sam Tripoli, and you said it was made on September 10th?
Yes.
And what Chris is saying, folks, is very powerful. He is correct. If there is anyone who knows the story on 9/11, and if there's anyone who is more authoritative than Richard Gage, there is no person more authoritative, and there is no one more patriotic or more important to us patriots in getting the word out. And so his opinion, you know, with the question last night, one of the questions was, why isn't Donald Trump just blowing the whistle and screaming from the rooftops everything that we think is true about 9/11, especially about World Trade Center number 7 and the controlled demolition thereof? That's very powerful to hear Richard Gage saying I'm hearing what you're saying, Chris. He was saying the same thing that I'm saying, which is that you can't expect Donald Trump to do all of the heavy lifting and to solve all of the problems and still somehow stay alive. You can't. It's unrealistic. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Of course. What I was getting from him, I mean, take it if you're placing all your bets on a heavyweight boxing match, which is what we're in right now with the evil New World globalists, and your champion doesn't get a full-on knockout in the first round, you start to get a little bit disappointed, but there's still hope. I mean, just because he doesn't get victory in the first round, there's 12 rounds, and we have a lot to go. And if we pull, and if our champion boxer starts seeing us leaving our seats and leaving him there alone in the arena, he's gonna lose the energy, and Trump is doing it. And that's
right.
I just want
right. I like your metaphor. Exactly. Our heavyweight who's in the ring, if he sees us bailing out of our seats, and even worse, if we start booing our champion, and he knows it one punch, one right or left from his opponent is enough to finish him for good. Yeah, he could get pretty darn discouraged. And keep this in mind, folks. What has Donald Trump been doing there in the ring for 2.5 years? He hasn't been fighting with an opponent with gloves. He's been fighting an opponent with who's been swinging a crowbar at him. The Mueller witch hunt, that's a crowbar. And he hasn't been fighting one guy in the ring. He's been fighting the entire media, the entire Justice Department. You know, he thought he had an attorney general with Jeff Sessions. I was looking at some video yesterday of Jeff Sessions standing behind Andrew McCabe. And I said to myself, you know, in 2020 hindsight, looking at Jeff Sessions and the look, the stupid look on Jeff Sessions' face as he stood behind Andrew McCabe, who had the microphone. And now we're learning that Andrew McCabe might be prosecuted, might be going to prison for the kinds of things he must have been doing to Jeff Sessions to put that look on Jeff Sessions' face as he was being the non-entity. Donald Trump said, he said, I don't have an attorney general. So that is, go ahead, Chris, go ahead, your turn.
Not only did we not have an attorney general, who he's basically a eunuch, we lost the Senate seat in Alabama. With Jeff Sessions,
yes,
being
and we lost
with
the
him,
House of
with
Representatives
him Trump.
Because, yeah, we have Paul Ryan and the neocons kicking away the House of Representatives. So Donald Trump is this, you know, the miracle of Donald Trump includes that he has kept the Trump phenomenon, you know, he's kept the wheels on, and he's kept the operation going in spite of all these things. Go ahead.
Could I hold on for one
yeah,
more?
Please, Chris. I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying, and I want to hear more of it right after the break, folks.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And before we listen more to Chris in Hawaii, Chris, I want to give you something that I'll bet you didn't hear on your news. They're in Hawaii. And of course, who wouldn't want to fly to Hawaii? I've never been there. I don't think I ever
will. It's pretty nice here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to go to Hawaii as a surfer. I mean, gee, it's paradise. But, and just everybody would agree, it's a paradise. But get this, Chris, and I'll bet you didn't hear it. Guess whose hotel was named the best hotel on earth by 75,000 hotel guests who voted at Luxury Lifestyle magazine? Trump Tower in New York City.
Well, I know who my favorite. Yeah.
Trump Tower.
Think
of a city you don't particularly want to go to. I mean, I was born in New York City, but there are a lot of people who would say, ah, that's not the place I'd want to go, New York City, especially with Bill de Blasio as the mayor. But, folks, you're not going to hear this on the news. I just read it just now while we were during the break. I saw it for the first time. There's always such surprises from Donald Trump. And where did I find this? I found this at the Trump Twitter feed on his.
There you go.
The Trump Tower is named the number one best hotel in the world, beating out number two, Vadivara Private Island in Fiji, the Emirates Palace in Abu Dhabi, number four, the Burj Al Arab in Dubai. Number five, the Sheraton Maldives. Number six, Atlantis Paradise Island, Bahamas. These are all places you'd want to go, folks. Number seven, the Langham in Sydney, Australia. Number eight, the Dorchester in London. Number nine, Trump International Hotel, Washington, D.C., his new hotel. Holy cow, managed by Ivanka Trump. And number 10, the Grand Hotel Les Trois Rois, the Three Kings in Basel, Switzerland. So you're not going to hear that on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, or ABC, or PBS. But here he is, the top hotel on Earth. And it, one of its nicknames is the only seven-star hotel on Earth. And the...
if that's not America first, I don't know what is.
Yeah, yeah. That's just a little glimpse of Donald Trump there that they're going to hide from you. You're not going to hear that. And the what an extraordinary man. Let me read a tweet here. He tweets 12 hours ago. He says, "How do you impeach?" Remember, the Democrats right now, they're trying to get an impeachment proceeding going with the Nadler Committee, now headed by Jerry Nadler of New York City. Okay. How do you impeach a president who has helped create perhaps the greatest economy in the history of our country, the all-time best unemployment numbers, especially for Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and women, more people working today than ever before, rebuilt our military and gave choice for veterans at the VA hospitals, became number one in the world and independent in energy, will soon have record number of judges, two Supreme Court justices, done more than any president in his first 2.5 years, despite phony and fraudulent witch hunt, that's the crowbar I said that the opponent was in the ring with, illegally led against him, a win on the Mueller report, Mueller testimony, and on James Comey, the IG report, that's Michael Horowitz, which showed him to be a disgraced and dirty cop, that is James Comey, and that's this Jewish fellow, Michael Horowitz, issuing that excellent IG report. Republicans have unified like never before. You don't impeach presidents for doing a great job. No obstruction, no collusion, only treasonous crimes committed by the other side. There's that magic word, treason. And folks, yesterday, my magic moment yesterday was listening to Joe DiGenova on one of the Fox shows, and he said this. He looked straight into the camera. He spoke coolly and deliberately and forcefully, sitting next to his partner. Joe DiGenova said, "What we have, I want to see what we have with Comey, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper. We have outright sedition against the duly elected government of the United States." Now, he used the word sedition. What he was saying was treason. He was just being nice by shifting in sedition for treason. But DiGenova was saying, let's get it clear, folks. And Joe DiGenova, folks, very highly placed, top guy. He has been nailing it more than anybody else, saying this was treason, and this is our test. We're going to find out whether we have equal justice under law as carved into the top of the Supreme Court building. Let me finish the Trump tweet. He says illegal immigration, he goes on, this is 12 hours ago today, this is 10 hours now. New tweet. He says illegal immigration costs the U.S. over $300 billion a year. There is no reason for this. And things are being set in motion to have this number come way down. Democrats could end loopholes. That would be like birthright citizenship and the refugee fraud. And it would be a whole lot easier and faster. But it will all happen anyway. Now, this goes back to your point, Chris. It will all happen anyway. Folks, In a 9-round fight, eight-year presidency, in an 8-round fight, Donald Trump is in the middle of the third round. That's where we are, in an 8-round fight. And he has knocked the opponent onto the mat, dizzy numerous times already. He's broken the opponent's jaw. Yeah? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say a good way to look at it right now is Trump is the unstoppable object, and he's going against the immovable force of the deep state. And that's what we got. Well, that's our battle right now. And if we ditch the unstoppable object, it's on us. He put his life on the line. And to all the Liberty Patriot and Truth Community members who listen to your show, one of my favorite shows, I have to say, because, you know, I'm a Trump fan, and they listen to it just to get enraged and scream at the radio and want to call up and gripe and complain to you. You folks have no patience. You guys complain all the time about the new generation and how they just want everything now, now, now. And look at us. Look at you guys. 2.5 years, and since he didn't defeat 40 years of the Bush-Clinton narcocracy, as Mike Rivero likes to put it, was throwing the towel. He didn't do it in 2.5 years. He's not for real. And I think that's a bunch of bunk.
Chris, you should host a show rather than me. What you just said, you nailed it, buddy. That's incredible. What you just said, and I like this whole metaphor here of our heavyweight champ. He's into the middle of the third round, 2.5 years in, and he's already decked the opponent. And I like what you say also, that if we abandon our champ who's in the ring and he's the only shot we've got, that criminal operation that he's in the ring fighting with right now. If Trump leaves the ring, guess that criminal operation is, you're right, is coming after you and coming after me.
Yeah, they won't care if you're a liberty, truth-minded person. You can't show them a bill that says, hey, look, no, I didn't like Trump. I didn't have faith in him. You think they're going to care? They're going to say, do you want to sign on the Chinese Communist Social Credit Score system? No? Okay, well, give me your guns. That's what's going to happen to everybody if we don't back Donald Trump.
Chris, you're beautiful, buddy. Thank you very much. Anytime you call, anytime I see your name on the caller board here, I'm gonna try to remember to put you on the air because you're more articulate than I am. Thank you.
Well, I'm humbled for being able to get on the air, and I love your show, and I've been listening to it for 4 years, and it's a great show, and I listen to it every day. Before I go, I just want to say one more thing, if I could. I know you have other callers about the 9/11 truth thing. If Donald Trump did come out and point out everything, he would lose the 30 million Rush Limbaugh listeners who are well-intentioned, middle-of-the-road conservatives who don't want to hear it yet, but they are slowly being red-pilled every time they see something happen, like the FBI being proven to be corrupt, the media being proven to be corrupt. You know, every time we prove something to the middle-of-the-road conservatives, they're coming closer to our side when we can actually show them the truth. But if he did it right now, they would use the 25th Amendment to take him out, and then we'd be back to neocons and progressives.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Chris, exactly. Boy, I need to call me up anytime, and you can call me privately. Coach me on how to do this. You're better than I am.
No,
thank you, Chris.
I'm humbled when you say that, but I disagree. You run a great show, and I love your defense of Trump every day. And I've been listening to you for 4 years, and I've seen the turn you started to make from when you used to have the other fellas on the show with you and the kind of white nationalist thing. And I appreciate you. You've grown a lot, as have I, with the Trump movement. And it's a pleasure to be on the Trump train with you.
Oh, my, Chris. You know, that's amazing what you just said. You're right. I did turn a corner personally. I did have, you know, the scales fall from my eyes on a number of points. And, wow, I mean, that's very perceptive of you. I mean, Chris, really, you're...
I've been listening for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You've got it all, and you're remembering it perfectly. Well, thank you.
No disrespect to Paul Fromm, but, you know, that's not what it's about. We got to go this direction. It's about winning.
Yes, it is about winning, and you nailed that exactly perfectly, that what Donald Trump has been showing us, all of us patriots, he's shown us, he is one of us, first of all, And as a as the greatest leader we've ever had, he's showing us, he's teaching us how to win, and how not to lose. And that is the Trump phenomenon. That's the Trump lesson that he's teaching us. And he
absolutely
is, and by the way, I'm not treating Donald Trump as if he's God. I think he also, Chris, and you've probably seen this, in his 2.5 years as president, he himself has grown as a man. He has sharpened his sword, and he has gotten better, wouldn't you say?
We're all humans.
Yeah.
We're all humans. Yeah. He's getting better every day. And that's what leaders, and I'm a carpenter, so I related to him from his construction sense. He reminds me of a lot of bosses I worked for, and I see that as an admirable attribute.
Well, that's great. thank you, Chris.
Before I go, big shout out to Richard, I believe it is, in Austin. He's a true patriot as well, and he says things that a lot of people would be scared to say. So I just want to say I always love when he calls in too. God bless you guys, and God bless America.
Thank you, Chris. Ah, folks, gee, I'm even more doubly, triply ashamed of myself. I showed up late for the show here today, and send out another huzzah here. That would be to the engineers at the Republic Broadcasting Network, who they're the silent presence that's making RBN come to you every day. And these guys are incredible. So when you call in, like as Chris just called in, he just spoke with the RBN engineers. If you've never called in, at 800-313-9443. These guys are the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they were found and recruited by John Stadtmiller, who is the pillar that built the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you folks out there, you are the sinews. You are the blood and the energy of the Republic Broadcasting Network. So don't neglect to support the network. And you do that at republicbroadcasting.org. There was an offer that was been put up for Front Sight Firearms. That offer, you want to pursue that offer. That will go away. I pursued it. I've got my commander membership card in Front Sight in my back pocket. And you want to take that one-time $500 contribution to RBN offer seriously. And with or without that offer, $500 to send in $500 to something as important as RBN, that's something you ought to consider doing just on its own merits. You're getting your money's worth right now with all that you're getting. Mike Ribeiro says it beautifully when he says, consider all that you have learned on the RBN and what would we have without it? Chris has been listening for years. Chris, you humble me. You make me... I'm going to go when I finish this show, I'm going to be shaking like a leaf, just thinking about my responsibility. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's go. I'm going to read a couple more tweets from the president here. Let me take one more phone call before I do that. Robert in California, are you there? Robert, are you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, Robert, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot, James. I don't want to really bash you sideways. I really actually kind of appreciate you most of the time. But, you know, have you ever realized that, like, when you're pandering over the president's tweets for the first 15 minutes of your show, that we've probably already all seen that already? And there's another thing. Hold on. I mean, I really appreciate you. I don't want you to think that I'm, like, arguing against what you have to say, but right now I'm trying to give you a little bit of constructive criticism, and I'm sorry if I come about it a little harshly. I was raised in a bad mood, but let's go from there.
Robert, I'm enjoying this. Now, let me interrupt you. Have you read all of Donald Trump's tweets for today already?
Yeah, actually, I spent about 3.5 hours this afternoon reading through every one of them word by word. Yes, and that's why I don't need you to remind me of them, because I was able to very, very well distinguish what the man had to say, and I don't need your opinion about it. What I really need, like the what the rest of Republican Broadcast Network does, is inform me about what's going on, okay? Because, look,
okay,
all
Robert,
of us can...
Robert, I appreciate it. Hang on.
Hold on.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Robert.
Go ahead.
On. First of all, you just mispronounced. It's not the Republican Broadcasting Network. It's Republic. So I appreciate that you spent 3 hours.
Dude, okay. I put an A in on the end of the name. Dude, no. You need to get over that crap real fast.
Robert, you didn't even get the name of Republic Broadcasting right. So I'm not going to quiz you on the tweets. But listen, that's okay.
Well, why don't you take me for an idiot then, and we'll go from there, okay? Why don't you just
take me for an idiot? No, I'm not taking you for an idiot, and I appreciate your style of complimenting. I appreciate it. But thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. And I'll try to do better. I'll try to live up to your standards. In fact, you can call me, 701-317-5317. That's my phone number. I would appreciate your coaching on how to be a better radio host. And better satisfy your needs. You can call me anytime. This is true for anybody in the audience here. So thank you, Robert. Let's go to another caller here, Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, James. Yeah, heavyweight Trump. Winning. All he does is win, James. I told you that two and a half years ago. Well, what I want to say is
isn't it amazing? You know, Tom, let's pause for just a second. Remember back, I'll tell you what, that Chris fellow, what a guy. He was remembering things. For instance, he remembered a turn. There was a turn in this radio show, distinct turn, a few years ago, where I better understood my own, you know, what I could do for my people, which was to get even more fully in line with what Donald Trump was doing. And I thought I even was. But imagine this, Tom, if you think back to those days of the primaries and so on. Here we are 2.5 years later. Would we have ever thought that we would be where we are, that this whole Mueller report thing would have happened, the whole Russia hoax would have happened, Donald Trump's demolition of the lamestream media, that this would have happened? And again, I don't want to say this too much because it's just kind of scare talk. I mean, it's too scary. That's what it is. But Donald Trump is alive and well, and he is functioning. He is such a high functioning. You know, you hear these stories about Navy SEALs and these guys who, you know, they do things that you don't think a normal human being could do. They endure things you don't think a person could do. There are men and women like this out there. And Donald Trump is one of these super performance people who can do.
James.
Yeah, go ahead.
Donald Trump's winning on everything, like that guy Chris said. But I got to tell you, James, last night you said something very in the beginning of your show that was really intriguing. This guy Castro's career is over, but he exposed Biden for his old age. I don't know if you've seen the video of Biden's dentures falling out of his mouth. Have you seen that video of his dentures almost falling out of his mouth?
I was saying that to myself. I said, those look too perfect. Those got to be dentures. They are?
Yes, they are. And they were talking about on Breitbart and Drudge tonight. Matt Drudge has got the report on Biden's dentures. If you can punch up the Drudge report, you'll see it. And what I want to say...
Oh, I love it. I'll look for that video. Is there video of this?
Yes. You got to see the video on Drudge. Yes, James, but listen, this guy Castro, yeah, he blew his career out. That was great. That guy's a real communist. But Biden... you know, this guy, Biden, if he wins the nomination of the Democratic Party, I'd be shocked, but he could. But, James, what you got to realize, and all your callers that call on your show, the main thing that we've got to talk about, James, is you got to do an hour special one day, is they're trying to paint the one state of this nation they're trying to turn blue. That's Texas, James. Because once Texas goes blue, James, there's no more electoral college for Republicans, James. That's what you need to concentrate on. People in Texas have got to be made aware of what this is, the most of Obama, these Democrats. And by the way, did you hear about Carl Icahn? All these New York billionaires in California and New York and New Jersey are all moving to states that don't have taxes. All these schmucks are moving to these states, and they're bringing all their cronies with them. They're trying to turn these states blue.
Let's go back to your first topic, Tom, which is beautiful. Ted Cruz said that today. He said, if Texas goes blue, that is,
it's over.
It's hasta la vista, baby.
It's hasta la vista, James.
Republicans must, yeah, absolutely, Tom is right, must hold Texas and Tom's own state of Florida. The same is true of Florida. Florida and Texas cannot be lost. If they are, that's right. Say goodbye. Bend over and kiss your ass goodbye for the presidency, for controlling the Senate and the House. You're right. So, again,
James,
it comes back
James
to
the state of James in the state of Florida, DeSantis still win, the sanctuary city be all over Miami, Broward, Dade, because this guy Gillum was a total communist. Now look what's going on here, and the white Americans are not waking up to what is really going on as far as what they're trying to do with immigration. James, they're turning these states blue, and they're going to wipe this country out. I'm telling you. And if the people don't see it, you got Carl Icahn and all these schmucks got billions of dollars, and they're going to bring their crony liberal Democrat voters. Look at California, James, the house of the land of Ronald Reagan, the land of milk and honey. No more. It's 7 million illegals. So you got to look what they're going to turn us into, a third world banana republic. Guaranteed, in 50 years, this country's gone. James,
well,
did you see Breitbart the other day?
Did you see 15 or 50?
15.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. 15 years. Exactly. No, a miracle has to happen. Donald Trump, in his remaining, let's see, what is the math here? It's the remaining 5.5 years of his presidency. He is going to have to continue the turnaround, lock down that border, weld us into a movement, weld the Patriots of America into a movement. And that movement is going to have to survive, whether we are able to take back our country fully again, which is that is truly a long shot. But in whatever form we do it, as a movement, Donald Trump's greatest achievement, the creation of this movement, we will hang in there, this movement worldwide, around the world. We will save our peoples separately and collectively.
We're
because
on our
of
way.
This
Bye.
Movement he's created.
We're here in 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
hey,
well,
Tom, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you got it, James. God bless you.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Tom. There you go, folks. There's three callers. And if you want to call in, I think, let me look at my clock here. We're going to run out of time any second. And the let's go up here and see what Donald Trump is doing, since Robert is assiduously reading every single tweet so he can listen to the Republican Broadcasting Network. let's see what there's nothing in the last few minutes here. I love that when the president gives us a tweet that's, you know, a matter of seconds old. He's got a great one here on very stupidly negotiated trade deals, immigration. And, of course, this wonderful thing that's coming out. Let's hope John Durham in Connecticut is going to plaster the traitors guilty of the Trump witch hunt. We'll all meet up again, not tomorrow, but Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll bore you with more Trump tweets. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.